pirates seeking to hijack vessels off the coast of Somalia had some of the wind taken out of their sails this week. It happened when Somali gunmen in speedboats attacked a Chinese ship on Wednesday. A battle raged for 4 hours. Eventually, the Chinese crew of the Shenhua 4 valiantly fought off the attackers. The Chinese ship has now made it to safer waters in the Indian Ocean. From there, Captain Peng Weiyun told his story via satellite phone. He said the first thing he noticed were some small boats approaching his vessel, and the visitors were clearly not friendly.
There were two speed boats armed with nine pirates, and they were very fast approaching to us. They opened a fire. They wanted us to stop. And we had about 27 crew members on the boat. We also shouted at them, said, go away, go away. But they were very fast. They approached us. Because our ship is so big, we tried to turn right to get rid of them, but they are very fast. You know, we are very slow. So eventually, they're very, very close to us. They used the ladders, the hook on the railing, and they climbed up. So that's how they got to seize our ship. 7 pirates got on our ship, and 2 remaining on their own speedy boats. So when the 7 got on, and they're really, really very threatening, and all we could do is we retreated to our living quarter. So when we got to our living quarter, we got rid of the ladders. They couldn't really got into our living quarter. And we had a lot of beer bottles, and we made a lot of cocktail bombs. We were well prepared, so we threw at them.
Captain Peng says the crew put gasoline in those beer bottles to turn them into homemade Molotov cocktails. The resulting explosion seemed to have the desired effect, but only for a short while.
After the first attack, they retreated, but somehow they got very good weapons. They got anti-tank weapons. They fired at us. So they succeeded coming up to our living quarters. They came to the first platform, which is very, very close to our living quarters, which is only one door away from them. So eventually they came to the door, and inside is our living quarters. So we are inside, but the door was very, very thick, and we really locked the door very, very tightly. So they were really shooting, and they really wanted to open the door. They shouted, open the door, and open the door, and then we climbed further up. From the far up, we used everything to throw at them, the bottles, the petrol, the self-made bombs. Eventually, we used high-pressure water cannon to shoot at them and try to, you know, drive them away. And I took part myself, and they shot at me as well. And they shot at me, and you know, one bullet just passed me like 10 inches away.
But ultimately, Captain Peng says his crew resisted until the pirates seemed to have had enough.
So eventually they retreated. They couldn't fight anymore because we threw everything at them. There was smoke, there was fire. So eventually the head of the pirates said, stop, stop, we don't want fighting anymore. Let us go. And I said, yes, if you go, we let you go. Then that's it. Leave our ship. And eventually these people said, but we want shoes. Because on the deck, there were all broken glasses, the bottles everywhere. They couldn't walk because they were barefooted. They said, give us shoes, then we go. So eventually we found 3 pairs of leather shoes, because the leather shoes can protect their feet. So they put it on, they retreated to the back of the ship, and they wanted to leave now. And we said, great, they are going now. And then they came back again. They said, oh, we need petrol. Our speedboat ran out of petrol, so give us petrol, and then we can go.
Captain Peng admits that in the final moments of the battle, his crew received just a little bit of help. A multinational naval force arrived on the scene, including a warship and 2 helicopters. They fired on the pirates, which probably helped to convince them to give up the ship. Thanks to the BBC's Xiaoming Wu for providing the translation. By the way, this week, China agreed to send a warship to the Gulf of Aden to join international efforts to battle the pirates.